iPhone, hold me close. Cause I've been traveling for far too long. And FIFO, let me go. Cause a strong man's heart isn't made of stone. Despite what you've been told, the acrobat's got himself in a twist. Hanging from his toes, blood coming out of his nose. They tried to cut him down from his drink, but that made him think. Oh, and that made him cry. So FIFO, let me go. I've been traveling for far too long. FIFO, hold me close. Cause a strong man's heart isn't made of stone. Despite what you've been told. Again, it's why she has no friends. She's picking fights with all the men. We tried to put her back in her cage, but she swelled with rage and she ran away. FIFO, let me go. Cause I've been traveling for far too long. And FIFO, hold me close. Cause a strong man's heart isn't made of stone. Despite what you've been told. She came to me in the midnight hour, setting down for the next town's fair. Came to me, oh sweet desire. Oh, the girl with flowers in her hair. She said, and I don't want to live this way. Selling my soul for the next town's freak parade. let me go. 'Cause I've been traveling for far too long. Fee-fi-fo, don't let me go. 'Cause a strong man's heart isn't made of stone, despite what you've been told.
That's Benjamin Dakota Rogers with Strongman's Address to the Circus Crowd. Now, that's the title track from his new CD. Benjamin is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. I think it's Saturday, I have to be honest. I find when I come to the conference, it feels like just one long day that lasts a month, because you're pretty much going all the time. There's music to listen to, people to chat to, people to interview if you happen to be a radio host. Lots of great music, lots of great community, and it's a really fabulous networking opportunity. Now, I interviewed Benjamin actually last year because he was part of the youth program at Folk Music Ontario. That was at the time, I think, when he released his first EP, Wayfarer. Well, now he's back with a full-length album, and it's great to have him join us today. How are you doing today, Benjamin?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, we're going to talk about the new album. We started off with the title track, but it's always good in an interview like this to turn the clock back. Let's talk a little bit about how you got started in music. I mentioned you were part of the youth program last year. Now you're an alumnus.
Yes.
A year later. So talk a little bit about how you got started.
Well, originally, when I was 7 years old, I inherited my great-grandfather's violin, which he came down. It was the first time I actually met him. He came down from Timmins, and my grandpa's father had died. And so my grandpa came down and gave me his father's violin, which unfortunately doesn't sound very good. It just hangs on the wall and it looks pretty. So that got me interested in playing violin. And it was much too big for me. So my parents got me a violin for the next birthday. So it would have been, I was 7. And I started lessons a couple of weeks later and kind of didn't stop from there. I took classical for 4 years. And then I went into fiddle music for 6. And then I went back and did some conservatory just to get my chops up a little bit. And in amongst that, I learned mandolin and banjo and guitar and started to sing.
So you sound like you were a very driven child as far as music was concerned.
Yeah, I lived on a farm and we didn't have TV.
Oh, that's the secret, is it?
Yeah, I think so. So pretty much I played music and I ran around in the woods and I read.
Did you think you would make it your career? I mean, was there a point when you thought, I really like this, or I'm really good at this, and hey, you know, maybe this is something I would like to do for my life?
Yeah, I was out in Nova Scotia actually when I was 11, and I had no money at the time because I was 11, and I needed some money to go shopping, and I went out on the pier and I buskered, and that's when I kind of realized I can make money of this and people actually like it. And at the time I was just playing traditional like fiddle tunes. But it was a lot of fun and I enjoyed playing to people. And then I buskered almost every weekend for like probably 5 or 6 years after that. And now actually I still go out. I buskered a couple times this summer. I love just that interaction. And that's when I first kind of decided I liked performing.
It's interesting you say that, because I know I was talking to someone yesterday who was saying that they found it actually really helped them develop their chops and develop their performance skills. To be actually out on the street busking, they could try new things, you know, it's a crowd that obviously, it's, you know, typically, you know, maybe they're going to throw a few coins or something in your hat, but it's a great opportunity to practice, to really get up to speed.
It gives you a reason to practice. Like you shouldn't necessarily need one, but it gives you a reason to practice, so that you're going out there and you're playing and you're having fun and people are paying you.
So you started off with the first EP, that was Wayfarer. And yes, that, if I remember rightly, was an album that had a little bit of fiddle on, a little bit of guitar, instrumentals as well as vocal tracks.
There was one instrumental on it called Pendulum. But other than that, I haven't recorded any instrumental, strictly instrumental pieces since then. I'm working currently on an instrumental album, but I haven't.
That's good, because I love Pendulum. Yeah. Actually, I think I used it at the end of my radio doc I produced last year. So
it was. I enjoy doing my instrumental stuff, but since I started songwriting, I really like words and I like using words. So that's, I think, definitely where my passion's kind of going. But the instrumental part of it's a lot of fun, especially when you can like write kind of some weird stuff and you get some great musicians to back you up. It can be a lot of fun.
So tell us about the new album. I mentioned before it's called A Strong Man's Address to the Circus Crowd. We started off with the title track from that.
It's pretty much just a compilation of my favorite songs that I wrote over the past, I suppose it was a year, maybe a little less than a year. And it's just a compilation of my favorite songs that I've written.
And how was it recorded?
With RS Sounds, Randy Solsky. He's my producer for my first album. He's a fantastic musician and just great guy, and I enjoyed working with him.
Because you live in Brantford, is that right?
South of Brantford, in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
So I live in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
Randy's in Brantford, so it's just a short drive up.
Okay. Tell us about that first track we played.
I started teaching a student whose mom and whole family is actually quite involved in the circus. Like, they have like an elevator chute in their house.
That sounds like a great idea.
Oh, it's fantastic. So they have this like empty elevator in their shaft in their house, and they have silks that hang down, and they teach silks, and they do all kinds of different circus acts. And so I wrote that song, I guess, around the time that I started teaching that student. And I suppose I had like the circus on my mind. And my family are huge antique collectors. We have more chairs and wooden tables stacked into our barns than we'd ever need. It's brutal. But we scour antique markets, or we used to. Dad's trying to get rid of it now. But he got these signs from the Conklin Brothers Circus from the side of their train cars. And so I've got those set up in one of the barns, and I always thought they were really cool. And I've got some other things from different circuses. So I just kind of like a fascination with like old-timey circus.
Because it creates a great image.
It does. It's got that cool, like almost romantic, like 20s kind of vibe to it, like the like circus.
Do you think it fits with your style of music? I mean, there's almost a little whimsy woven in there.
A little bit. In the first song, definitely, I tried Strong Man's Address. I definitely tried to make it sound kind of in the production that way with the banjo and give it that kind of sound. But I think the album kind of, there's a lot of, not different genres. I think it all falls under folk, but there's the spoken word kind of aspect to it. And then, so I wouldn't say it fits all of my music, but it fits a chunk of it.
You have a guitar with you. Are you going to play something for us today?
I am. So this is a tune called Whiskey and Pine that I wrote over the summer. Take me up on the mountaintop and cut out my soul. 'Cause I was told by the devil, said you got a heart of gold. And down on the shoreline, you wash out my lungs. 'Cause they're black from all the smoking in the mine and dust. And breathe in the water, let it roll through my veins. Born in a hurricane, you'll never be tamed. And we're not so different, but we're not exactly the same. And my tears hit the water like springs.
'Cause I'm half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man I should be, and half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man I should be. I'm so tired of this holy war, I'm laying down my guns, and I can see it in your eyes, you've already won. So turn my cannons from your tower with gunpowder and smoke. The world you're fighting for has long been broke. So build me a campfire out of whiskey and pine over the ridge. Stay up till sunrise and lay by my side and watch the stars collide. And will you think of me when you watch the night sky? Cause I'm half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man I should be, and half the man I used to be, a quarter of the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be. So will you have me? Cause I'm half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man I should be, and half the man I used to be, a quarter the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be, and half the man I used to be, a quarter of the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man that I should be, and half the man I used to be, a quarter of the man I wanna be, an eighth of the man I so take me up on the mountaintop and cut out my soul.
That's Benjamin Dakota Rogers with Whiskey and Pine on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference, and Benjamin is actually perched on a chair in our mobile studio that a lot of people would just call a hotel room. What does the future hold? You're obviously just starting off. Your first full length is released. I imagine you'll be spending a lot of time promoting that in the next year?
As much as possible, but I'm also in the studio working on two new projects as well. I've got another another vocal album, my instrumental album, hopefully to come out, I'm thinking spring and then the following fall.
I'm curious about collaboration because, you know, what you've done so far is very much solo work. Mm-hmm. Do you ever see you being part of perhaps a group or a band with some other folk?
I've been in quite a few bands, actually. I was in a folk three-piece called Caffrey for a little while that was pretty cool. playing like violin and mandolin backup type stuff. I was in a band called Crush, which was rap actually. I did like classical violin backup for a rapper. And even like I have a small kind of not makeshift band, but band that I have. I'm gonna have my backup guy Chris Wright here with me this weekend, who plays stand-up bass, guitar, and backup vocals.
So when you play live, I mean, I suppose it depends where you are, right? Mm-hmm. If you're touring across Canada or the US, then probably a lot of that might be solo. But is your preference to play with someone on stand-up bass and perhaps somebody else filling in with other instruments?
Because I incorporate some violin into my set, I feel that I need some sort of backup for the violin stuff. And if they're there, they may as well accompany with the other stuff. So on tour, yeah, I bring Chris, who he's jack of all trades because he's a fantastic singer, and he plays stand up bass, he plays guitar, he plays drums, he plays banjo. So he floats around behind me and does whatever I would need him to. And so yeah, as much as I enjoy doing a solo act, and I think that's my preference, just because you don't have to. It's difficult. The more people that are in the band, the more the chances of complications, right? So I think it's important to keep it as simple as possible.
Especially when you have vision.
Yeah.
Which obviously you clearly do.
Yeah, well, when it's everyone has their own idea of where music needs to go or what needs to be done, right? So I think it's I'm trying to keep it as minimal as possible, but at the same time, for the sake of the show, I think there needs to be not always, but sometimes more than one person up there. So that's where Chris comes in, and he does a fantastic job. I've really enjoyed working with him over the past couple of months.
If people want to know more about your music, how can they do that?
My Facebook page, Benjamin Dakota Rogers, and then my website, which is benjaminrogersmusic.com.
That's great. We're going to finish with another song from the album. I thought we'd play Ashes to Ashes. Do you want to tell us about that one?
It's a song I wrote last spring, I believe, and it's kind of about change. It's a spoken word type piece, and I have a lot of fun live with it because I get to I hang my violin off my mic stand and I pick it up and I get to do some fun soloing, and it has some heavy subject matter, but it's a fun song to play.
Let's play that now. Benjamin Dakota Rogers, it's been an absolute pleasure having you join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the rest of the conference, and I'm sure we'll be following your career with interest over the coming years.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
This is Benjamin Dakota Rogers with Ashes to Ashes from his new album, Strongman's Address to the Circus Crowd, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Ashes and ashes and dust to dust. Oh my darling, what's to become of us? They swept me away on the morning tide. Without you here, I've been losing my mind. And ashes and ashes and dust to dust. Oh my darling, what's to become of us? They swept me away on the morning tide. Without you here, I've been losing my mind. So when I was a young boy, I would turn to my father and I'd say, I wish I was a little bit taller and a little bit stronger so that I could fight off the monsters that slipped past our borders when the armies faltered. And the wind bends the trees like politicians bend our knees. And I wish I had the strength to stand up against the breeze. But I've been shuffled into line like reforested trees. And ashes and ashes and dust to dust. Oh my darling, what's to become of us? They swept me away on the morning tide. Without you here, I've been losing my mind. And ashes and ashes and dust to dust. Oh my darling, what's to become of us? This swept me away on the morning tide. Without you here, I've been losing my mind. Long forgotten cities are crumbling to dust. Left out in the rain, they have turned to rust. Left by men who fought in wars for which they'd forgotten the reason. And for that very same reason, I won't teach religion to my children, because what once was coveted now seems to be gone for good. I built a tower and a castle where a mountain once stood. We've walled up our hearts with stones. So take me back to where the wild things roam. And ashes and ashes and dust to dust. Oh my darling, what's to become of us? They swept me away on the morning tide. Without you here, I've been losing my mind. And ashes and ashes and dust to dust. Oh my darling, what's to become of us? Swept me away on the morning tide. Without you here, I've been losing my mind. So when I was a young boy, I would turn to my father and I'd say, I wish I was a little bit taller and a little bit stronger so that I could fight off the monsters that slipped past our borders when the armies faltered. And the wind bends the trees like politicians bend on knees. And I wish I had the strength to stand up against the breeze, but I've been shuffled into line like reforested trees.